You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Twitter blowing up right now about the bucket hat movement. In case you are wondering, I tweeted out right now the link to shop.clevelandbrowns.com to get your bucket hat. So do it. Gibbs, what do you think about? I thought another strong to quite strong performance from the judge.
It was a good performance. I wanted to ask him. I did not get the chance. We have gotten some questions about training camp and when those tickets.
Well, I'd love to answer that for you, Gibbs. May I?
You may. I actually had a call yesterday and one today asking me.
Well, now, clearly you didn't listen to me do my rejoin reads yesterday, but that's okay.
It's all right, busy man.
You're a busy man.
Back here, man, a lot of things are going on.
There's a lot of ins. There's a lot of outs. There's a lot of what have yous.
Exactly.
Here we go.
Talk to me.
Dog pound. See your Cleveland Browns at work this summer during Cleveland Browns training camp presented by your Northeast Ohio Ford dealers, going on July the 30th through August 15th at the Cleveland Browns training facility right here in Berea, Ohio. Get your free tickets to the Browns training camp beginning this Friday, July the 17th at 10 a.m. on clevelandbrowns.com or the Browns mobile app. That's tomorrow, as we say. Mañana. Mañana.
Based on the interest I've just heard from just people outside the building, I mean, training camp tickets are going to be in high demand. I think people want to be out here.
They got rid of 60,000 at Ohio Stadium in like 4 hours.
Just the demand is nuts right
now. It's insane.
They could have sold 100,000. You guys were saying 25, 40. I won that challenge, by the way. You guys all owe me a meal.
I don't owe you anything. I only owe Kevin Jones a meal right now.
I thought Kevin Jones owed you a meal.
Not yet.
I thought he was going to buy you a meal to get on his medium list.
Oh, maybe. I would be all right with that. Right now, if the British Open were to end today, I would owe him a meal.
Gibbs, I think you're in decent shape, though. You should be happy with where you stand today.
I'm fine. I'm good. I'm not concerned.
Your top foreign players, foreigners as you called them.
Foreigners.
Yesterday. They all delivered. I think all the names I recognize. Like Jason Day.
He's right there, man.
Right there.
Is he still battling the vertigo?
No, he says he's not.
He played pretty well with it, though.
There's still guys out on the course. It is crazy.
Yeah, man. It's tough out there. It gets tough out there.
Well, and it's like raining now. Our guy, I'm angry John Daly kind of folded toward the end.
I know. Could you imagine if he was in at like 4 or 5 under and he was like really in the mix? It would have been
something
special.
That's the thing. If he can get to 3 or 4 under tomorrow.
Just make the cut.
Well, he'll make the cut.
Yeah.
Would he make the cut if it were today?
What is the cut line?
I don't know. Tigers.
It's typically, isn't it, the open 10 within everybody within 10 of the lead?
A Tiger's going to have to play a heck of a round to make the cut tomorrow.
Tiger's out. He's done. D-O-N-E. Done. He's done.
At least you spell that right. I was like going through it in my head.
Was there a question that it could be misspelled?
You know, you get excited. Next thing you know, you leave out a letter? I don't know, man. You've had a weird week.
I have?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
You're gone for a week, you come back for a week, now you're gone again next week.
That doesn't make me weird.
It does make you weird. It makes you, like, it would screw me up, my timing and things.
I'm a professional.
Okay.
I stepped right back in here, and it was like riding a bicycle.
I'm saying in terms of number of appearances and
I was a spelling bee champion, by the way, multiple times in my youth.
I was a co-champion.
I'm not missing
grade.
Done.
They ran out of words in my
really?
Spelling bee.
And so you guys just had to like, you guys should have had a staring contest or a rock, paper, scissors to settle it.
I was on fire that day, though. I wasn't losing.
Yeah.
We could have gone all night. I was ready to go.
I did intentionally throw one spelling bee, though, and I remember this, and the word that I threw it on was Jabberwocky. Because if you lost, they gave you tickets to the A's game. So I was like, it's a day game. And I was like, I'm out. Let's go to the game. So me and my dad went to the game.
What's that teaching our children?
I don't know. If you won, you probably got something better, but it was delayed gratification. If you lost, they were sending you to the A's that day.
Oh, okay.
It was like, I'm out. Jabberwocky. Peace.
See, when I won it in fifth grade, I went out on top. Did not even enter in sixth grade.
You stopped it again.
Yeah, I didn't go back.
My mom, and I guess this is what moms do, went back to the house I grew up in California, and she had told my kids that I had a bunch of trophies from my youth, and so she brought a bunch of those trophies back with her, and the kids like had a draft for which trophies they wanted, and it started off going by height, But then my daughter Arden took one that was for 4.0 that I had, and one that was for a spelling bee because she thought it was cool that I was smart. And I was like, all right, good. Then she's going
to
be okay.
I'm still mad to this day. Third grade, I got knocked out on St. Louis.
What?
Because I spelled it out.
You spelled Saint like S-A-I-N-T.
They wanted the abbreviation.
No way. Really?
Yes.
I'd play under protest.
Yeah, that's a protest.
I was stunned.
That's a protest.
Yeah. That's ridiculous.
I would have thrown a tantrum.
Yeah.
I'd have knocked the mic over.
I handled it with class.
I would not have. No. I'd been like, use this in a sentence. F you.
All right. Hey, this just up from NFL.com. Mark Sessler ranks the backup quarterbacks from number 1 to number 32. So number 1, he's got Mark Sanchez. Number 2, Mike Glennon. Number 3, Ryan Fitzpatrick. Number 4, Jimmy Garoppolo. Number 5, Zach Mettenberger. Number 6, Kirk Cousins. Number 7, Derek Anderson. Number 8, Tavares Jackson. Number 9, Drew Stanton. Number 10, Ryan Mallett. Now,
these are the backup quarterbacks?
Yes, he ranks the top 32.
He's giving Hoyer the starting job?
Yes.
Okay.
Number 11, Chase Daniel.
Where's Johnny?
12, Matt Moore. I'm getting there. 13, Sean Hill. 14, Matt Hasselbeck. 15, Christian Ponder. 16, Kellen Clements. 17, Chad Henne. 18, fill in the blank, Bills.
This is absolutely crazy. It gets better.
19, okay. Brandon Whedon. 20, Austin Davis. 21, Scott Tolzien. 22, Brad Gradkowski. 23, Brock Osweiler. 24, Matt Schaub. 25, TJ Yates. 26, AJ McCarron. 27, Luke McCown. 28, Ryan Nassib. 29, Dan Orlovsky. 30, Jimmy Clausen. 31, Johnny Manziel. And 32, Blaine Gabbert.
Mark
Sessler.
I don't know if I've had as much wrong
today,
with
buddy.
A list than this one.
I mean, that's just absolutely
I'm mad about many of them.
Crazy.
And he's got a certain category.
Kellen Clemens?
Yes. He put fill in the blank of the Bills.
Ryan Nassib?
Yeah.
Before I even get to Johnny, like, Austin Davis was very serviceable last year for like many weeks as a starter with the Ravens, wasn't he?
With the Rams.
Rams.
Yeah, and he's 20th on the list.
Some of these guys haven't even played.
We haven't even seen.
AJ McCarron wasn't active last year.
And by the way, AJ McCarron has gotten more rave reviews this year as the guy that could eventually force the Bengals to cut their starting quarterback.
Yeah.
I'll believe that when I see it.
And he's at 26.
What's Derek Anderson doing at 7th?
How about Tavares Jackson at 8?
Although he did pretty well when he started. He had two good. He was 2-0. Derek Anderson 2-0 as a starter last year. 5 touchdowns, no picks.
I have not seen enough of Jimmy Garoppolo to put him at number 4 on this list either.
Yeah, that's a little bit aggressive.
Brandon Whedon is number 19.
He looked pretty good though last year.
He did. Thank God.
Poor Blaine Gabbert, man.
Poor Blaine Gabbert. I mean,
he says the. All right, so his thing for Manziel.
Dan Orlovsky?
Yeah. He says Manziel was a disappointment on and off the field as a rookie. He deserves credit for handling his issues and showing better preparation heading into year 2. The bigger concern was seeing defensive linemen chase him down with ease. While Russell Wilson and Drew Brees play big, Manziel looks small and out of place on the field. That said, I'm not ready to give up on Johnny after 7 quarters.
That's a contradiction of ranking him 31st.
Well, the difference is, so I'm reading this. What he's saying is, this is the ranking if he had to pick one of these guys to start a game right now.
Again.
In order, I would pick them to start a game today. So maybe he's saying he's not giving up on Johnny yet, but he has zero faith in starting him right now. Which I guess you could say after you saw it.
Man,
but
I don't even know if I put
me,
Gabbert 32nd on that list then.
Are
guys
you
at least
telling
started
me
some games.
That you would rather see Luke McCown or Ryan Nassib over Johnny Manziel or Dan Orlovsky?
No.
Or even fill in the blank of the Bills?
Well, fill in the blank of the Bills is somebody who started a lot of games in the NFL.
Yeah, but those guys, every one of their quarterbacks suck.
I mean, Matt Hasselbeck's like 800 years old right now. Sean Hill's 800 years old.
That's what I'm like, who the hell's giving Sean Hill a chance?
Christian Ponder.
Hot wife. That's the only thing he's got
going. I'm surprised that Matt Schaub is in the same grouping as A.J. McCarron. I feel okay.
He looked so bad last year, though. He looked so, so, so bad last year.
But how much better does he get with a better team?
I don't know. I mean, he just looked, he looked ill. He did not look like a healthy guy at all.
Mark's grasping at some straws here in the offseason.
Well, I think it's a popular thing to get down on Johnny. And what are you going to, what's the defense for Johnny right now? He went out and started a game. It was a debacle.
True.
And then against Carolina was a debacle. Granted, it was a very short sample set, but it was a debacle. And so.
But 31? I don't know about that. I'd rather see Johnny over a couple of these guys. Even Bruce Gradkowski of the Steelers. Come on. That guy's horrible.
He's terrible.
Just saying, our guy might not be any better. Who knows? But right now, I would take Johnny over him.
He's got to be better, though.
Yeah, I would hope.
He's got to be.
I got to see it.
Is Ryan Fitzpatrick still starting material, which is where he's at in this category, one through at number three?
I don't know. I mean, he's played some good games. I mean, I would feel better right now. I mean, if I was doing this today and you said I need to win a game and I have Ryan Fitzpatrick or Johnny to pick to start the game, I'm taking Ryan Fitzpatrick right now to start one game today.
True. What about Mettenberger?
See, I wasn't a big Mettenberger fan.
Some of these guys, it's just like, man, they were at one point, they were doing so well. Like Fitzpatrick got that huge deal with the Bills.
Yeah.
Kirk Cousins was doing well. He just wasn't winning games.
Kirk Cousins is, I think he's a somewhat overrated on this list. It's a very interesting list, though. I'll tell you that. I mean, Johnny, and you know what the truth of the matter is? What Johnny Manziel has done is gone from all hype to being a guy now where everybody wants to see him prove it. And I think what this ranking says is, I don't believe it. Prove me wrong. Go ahead. Show it to me. It's the Jason Gibbs school. Show me. Don't you think that's what's being said here?
Sure would appear that way.
Prove it. Show me. What do you got? Let me know. All right. We're going to take a break here. When we come back, we're going to do a little fact or fiction with Jason Gibbs, Andrew Gribble. Nathan Zagura here with you on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. You can take-